As of late June, President Bush's re-election campaign had raised nearly $229 million. The Kerry campaign raised more than $186 million. These are record amounts. This weekend is halfway between the Democratic and Republican conventions, so we thought it a good time to check in with Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona. The sweeping campaign finance bill of 2002 bears his name, along with that of Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold. I asked Senator McCain if he thought the campaigns were just costing too much.
Actually, Russ Feingold and I and other proponents of reform are very happy with the fact that we have seen this dramatic increase in individual contributions. Part of that is because of the internet, but we wanted more small contributions and more contributors who would be part of the political process. We are seeing that, so we are pleased with it. But the more important thing is the abuse of the law, which the 527s are doing, which is directly related to the Federal Election Commission, which is almost criminal in their failure to enforce the law.
The so-called 527 committees, they are groups that ostensibly promote a cause, but they've come out with a whole rash of ads that basically attack or promote one of the candidates, and these are exempt from regulation under your bill. Did you foresee this happening?
No, they are not exempt from regulation under our bill. We didn't address it under our bill because they are in violation of the federal campaign law of 1974, which says any organization that engages in partisan political activity shall be subject to campaign finance, campaign contribution restrictions. It's clear that they are acting illegally, and the Federal Election Commission, incredibly, Ms. Weintraub, the chairman, said that they would not address the 527 issue because, quote, they were in election campaign. That's the most bizarre thing. Since when does a government regulatory body take in consideration whether there's an election campaign going on or not?
Specifically, you've attacked a recent ad by a 527 committee that attacks John Kerry's Vietnam War record. You've called it dishonest. And the President Bush's spokesman, Scott McClellan, has said President Bush thought he would have gotten rid of the money that financed ads like that with your bill. Is that a peculiar example or just representative of the kind of thing you think?
No, it's representative. And I was glad to see that President Bush said that he was against all these 527s. I mean, it's really very, very tragic. Any regulatory commission would have immediately ruled these things illegal because they are there for partisan political purposes.
So do you plan to address this in more legislation?
Oh, we intend to do several things, but one of them is take them to court. It's hard to take them to court when the FEC just refuses to rule. Once they rule, we will take them to court if they, as I suspect, will rule somehow in some perverted fashion that they're legal, we'll win in court. Second, we've got to reform the Federal Election Commission. They're political appointees. They tie 3-3. We've got to have some kind of a tie-breaking mechanism.
Senator John McCain, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
The Federal Election Commission meets this week to discuss regulating the 527 committees, but some commissioners admit they're not likely to agree on proposed changes.